Please stand clear of the door. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
puertas. Now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize. Live every minute.
From the D. Fauntleroy Recording Studios in the Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, Fort Myers, Naples, Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Orlando, Kissimmee, and Jacksonville metropolitan area, and Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 146 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejandro de las podcast. I'm Mike down in Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly. I shortened that one up.
Yeah, I like how you tighten it up.
Yeah, I tightened it up a little bit. It's still going to be a few weeks, but I think I'm getting it there. I'm narrowing it down, aren't I?
Now, I have to call you out. Did you literally write all that down?
No.
No, you did that all off the top of your head?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of cities. I was going to throw in Ocala, Gainesville, and maybe Tallahassee. Yeah. Get the panhandle representing.
That's good because, I didn't know. I was going to say, I was waiting to hear a repeat, and then I didn't hear one. I was like, oh, maybe you wrote it down, but I'm impressed if you had that all extemporaneous off the top of your
yes.
head.
Yes.
You hit all the major metropolitan areas, I think.
Yeah, hit them all. I mean, Orlando, Kissimmee, they're kind of close together.
That's true, but that's like a that's like their own little metropolitan area, though.
Correct, yep. I mean, do you want me to add some for you? Do you want me to throw in, like, Westerly, Narragansett, Newport, or are you
no,
just
Westerly?
No,
I mean, at that point, I could probably name every city and town in Rhode Island.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And just go through it. There's only, like, what, 38 or something like that?
Yeah, it would be shorter than my intro.
Yes, that's true. No, I think we could keep it to Westerly.
Okay.
Or we could do, like, South County.
I don't want to always, like, one-up you, you know?
In the South County studios.
The South County Studios.
It's funny because there is no actual South County, but it's commonly talked about in Rhode Island. It's Washington.
What county are you actually in?
Oh, Washington County.
Oh, it's Washington County? Isn't there only like three counties?
I believe there's four. There's Bristol.
County. Oh, there's Bristol, there's Kent, where we live, and there's Providence County. Isn't Newport County?
That's right, so five, yeah. So
yeah, there's five.
Bristol, Washington, Newport, Providence, and Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's right.
Counties aren't as popular in Rhode Island as they are in bigger states.
No, it doesn't have... I mean, Rhode Island could be its own county,
mm-hmm.
really. And in states like Texas, I'm sure there's counties that are quite a bit larger than Rhode Island.
That's a fair assumption.
I would assume, yeah.
So how's it going, buddy?
It's cold. It's miserable. I'm not happy. Does it make you happy when I'm miserable in the cold?
No, well, yeah, I don't know. Not like miserable. Like, I wouldn't want you to be sad or depressed. But, like, yeah, when it's cold, I thoroughly enjoy it. I really do.
It was so... I mean, it wasn't that bad this morning. It's one of those days where it actually was the warmest when you wake up.
Yeah.
So it was like 34... when I left the house this morning, and then it progressively got colder.
Just coming in, huh?
By the time I got home from work, my car said 20, and then overnight we're supposed to get down into the single digits early morning. A high tomorrow, I think, is 17 with a lot of wind chill. Everyone's talking about the wind chill and the negatives,
but
I've heard up to like 40 to 60 mile an hour gusts tomorrow.
Oh,
so,
jeez, Bill.
But then Sunday is going to be close to 60.
Yeah, it's weird.
That vortex is going to just vortex everything out of there. So I don't know. I can survive it for 2 days, I suppose.
I was, it was slow at the golf course when I texted you and I said that I would probably be home a little early because it's slow between now and New Year's. All the rooms are up north. So,
yeah.
You know, we had like 45 minutes sometimes in between groups coming off the golf course. So I did what most people would do is fire up Facebook on my smartphone and see what some of the miserable people are talking about.
Right.
So there's one guy I know. Listen to this. He travels a lot for work. He said, "The joys of traveling out of Minnesota when the air temperature is -9 Fahrenheit. We have been sitting in the airplane for an hour because both front doors are frozen open and both bathrooms are frozen shut." Have you ever heard of that?
That's ridiculous.
So I've never heard of that. So I go into my weather app,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking and. Saturday. So that would be like, you know, Friday night going into Saturday. The high in Chaska, Minnesota is going to be 6 above.
The low is going to be minus 24.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice balmy day.
Minus 24. And then Sunday, these are the ones that I loved. You just see that big old pretty sunshine, right?
Mm-hmm.
High of minus 9, a low of minus 11.
Well, at least it's close. It's not a big jump there.
So I'm telling this guy that I work with, he's a scratch golfer. His name's Cha Kim. He's from, he's like from South Korea. And his daughter just moved up to Minneapolis 2 years ago, and he just had a grandson, so he was up there like 3 weeks ago. So I'm telling him what the temperature's going to be. And he's got this blank stare. Like, they can't comprehend that. He goes, "You say minus 24? I'm like, "Yeah." And he's just shaking his head. He goes, "Oh." I'm like, they think you're from Mars. Like, you're literally from Mars, like, when they hear that. Nobody has a clue what that is. Not even you, when you live in a cold climate.
No,
like,
that's...
Like, minus 24? What is that?
At that point, once you get, like, past minus 2 or 3, mm-hmm. it's all incomprehensible. It's like, I remember seeing something, and I don't know, it might not be true, but I remember there was a time last year when it was colder in Minnesota than on Mars. That can't be good. Can you imagine the high temperature on Mars is like negative 6 and you're out there in negative 24 trying to get your Volkswagen started up?
It was so bad we had trouble starting our cars in the garage. The garage would be like 15 degrees.
That's not good.
And this is the time that I used to always call DeVorney. DeVorney and I used to, you know, we'd stop the texting and we'd actually pick up the phone. And it would be like a night when it's minus 24. And we'd just commiserate about how miserable it was. And I'd say, "I can't do this much longer. I got to get the hell out of here." And you'd just look out your window and you would look at the houses and you would just see the heat. You know, the smoke coming out
because
everybody's just running the crap out of their heating systems. And you'd hear the cars coming home and we just had that hard pack of snow and ice. Like, it wasn't slush. And it would just, you'd hear the wheels like,
and yep.
Just that noise and that look. Oh.
And no one's happy.
No, you got the people who do the, "I like the Four Seasons and it's nice to have a white Christmas."
Not even the Willings are happy at that.
I don't know, though. I don't know. He's kind of messed up.
He can't like negative 24, though.
I don't know. He'll have to write in after he listens to this show.
Yeah. I mean, how thick do the lakes have to be to ice fish to get the negative 24 to be enjoyable?
Yeah, that's true.
Out there in your hut.
I have no clue. I saw a picture. Somebody else is at, I guess there's a Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah.
So a bunch of people are like this IMAX theater. And I'm like, looking. I'm like, all right, I see like lighting on the ceilings, which means that they have a ceiling. And these people have their jackets and their ski hats on in the theater tonight.
That's not good.
I don't know, Bill. I feel bad. We got that same cold front coming in. I watched the news last night, and they said that we had a little cold front coming in. And that it was going to be a little chilly tomorrow morning. And then back into the 80s, low 80s, all the way through Christmas.
Oh, that's pretty bad. I don't know if I could handle that.
I mean, tonight's overnight, it's going to get down to 55, and tomorrow it's going to be 80. Saturday, 84. Sunday, 84. Monday, 84.
So you're hitting that vortex, too, overnight.
Yeah, we got that vortex.
That's too bad. I'll think about you in the morning when I'm out there trying to get my car
started.
Trying to get
the truckster going.
I got your Gina in the morning, so I got to, like,
that's right. She
keep her all covered up.
Yeah. Friday. Yep.
It's miserable. That's all right. We'll be okay. We're hardy folk up here in New England.
Yeah, you are.
We like our four seasons, right?
You do. Yes, you do. Yes.
Is this good sleeping weather? I don't know. Or is this not good sleeping weather?
Who, for who? You and me?
Anybody.
Oh, it's good for me. I had to shut the air off. I had it on today for Fenway. I came home and shut it off. It's always good.
That is good.
So you got an unofficial beer sponsor that you want to talk about? You're probably having some cinnamon apple roasted chestnuts.
I wish. That sounds good. This one is actually...
That sounds like a good beer.
This is the Atwater Brewing Company. This is their Decadent Dark Chocolate Ale, a malt beverage brewed with chocolate.
Oh, Bill.
How's that? 4.5%, so it's not that strong. That's like a Bud Light level.
No, 4.5%, that's like a Bud Light. You can have 13 of those throughout the podcast and still sound fine.
It's like having a Hershey bar.
Yeah. Have you taken a sip?
Mm-hmm.
All right, describe it.
All right, it's a smooth, malty, it's malty. It's not over-carbonated, so it's got a nice
smooth... what does malty mean?
Malty is like... it's hard to describe unless... like a caramelly kind of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know the Whoppers you would get? The candy Whoppers? The malted milk balls?
Oh, yeah. Those things that you bit and it was basically air.
It was like dust inside?
Yeah.
But, like, if you let that dissolve on your tongue, you get, like, that taste. That's, like, the malty taste.
Or, like, a choco malt. They used to sell... the ice cream man used to sell those choco malts.
Yeah.
Eating them with, a stick.
Exactly. So it has that flavor, like almost like a oatmeal, like a warm cereal flavor, but then it has the finish of a sweet hint of chocolate. It's good, and a little bitterness, like coffee.
You don't feel like a foo-foo drinking that stuff.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with a nice black coffee-flavored beer?
I don't know.
I feel like more of a foo-foo drinking Bud Light, put it that way.
Really?
Yeah. That's like sorority girl beer.
No, sorority girls don't go there. They drink like Sam Adams and stuff.
I'll disagree with you on that.
Maybe the sorority girls at UConn.
Well, that's true. Yeah, they were a little hardier there too as well. You have anything else, Dad? Are you drinking an unofficial beer sponsor this week?
No, I just have a Bud Light.
That's pretty
good. One of these days I'm going to bring a nice Bloody Mary into studio. Maybe we'll get one of the Brainerd's recipes.
Yeah, that thing, it sounded good, but I don't know if I could make that. It was like radish infused vodka. Did you see that thing she posted on our wall?
Yeah, we're gonna have to find something simpler, but I think we should both try to make it and both indulge in a bloody while we're doing our podcast.
That sounds good.
All right, so you want me to take us to break?
That's probably a good idea at this point, don't you think?
I got a couple emails asking what our bumper music was last week.
Oh, because it was so enjoyable.
It wasn't. Did you enjoy it?
It was very lovely.
It was very, very lovely.
So would you like to expound on that a little bit?
Yes, it is the Grand Floridian Society Orchestra. I got their Christmas CD last weekend when I was up there. We made a little venture, went to the parks, and then we made a little venture to the Grand Floridian to listen to their 6:30. Or actually, no, it wasn't. It was a 5:30 show. And I was wondering, because I know they sell CDs online, so I went into the gift shop just to see if they had one, and they had the Christmas one, so I said, I gotta get it.
Which gift shop was it there?
The one downstairs as you're heading over to the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Yep.
Over there on the left, but I did my tradition. I got my hot chocolate.
Very nice.
Upstairs, and they have the Gasparilla's. The quick serve is actually in Meisner's upstairs.
Yeah, because they're doing refurb in the other one, right?
Yep, so I got my hot chocolate, and I got to tell you this real quick. I was talking to the girl, and she said that they were probably going to be opening relatively soon, and I said, what changes are they making? They said, well, they're redoing the kitchen, and they're going to change their menu up. They're going to have different pizza stations.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, but I had a hot chocolate, and I sat in the lobby. It was awesome. That's the best. That's my favorite thing to do when I go there.
Sounds good.
And listen to the band, so... We'll take you to break and enjoy another song. We'll play a couple more today throughout Christmas.
Yeah, a couple more weeks of that going on.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
right, we're back from break. This is episode 146 of the Por Favor podcast. Mr. Klinsmann, we're going to talk a little news this week. And I know you and I kind of agreed when we first started this thing. We said a lot of podcasters like to cover the news, and we'll let them do that. And we'll do our own thing. But came to a realization that some people just listen to our podcast. So I think it's our responsibility.
I think a lot might be an overstatement.
Professionals bring the news to our listeners. And you agreed with me last night.
Yes, I did. I might have been drinking, though.
Oh, that's that's fair. Do you not want to do a news story?
No, I do.
Oh, okay. But you said that you might have made a bad decision because you were drinking.
No, I made a bad. I said I made a bad decision that a lot of people rely on us for news. So oh. I agreed to that. So that was that might not be.
Well, maybe moving forward they will stop relying.
Oh, okay, yeah.
On us for news.
Your news source, which we just are basically taking from. From other podcasts and blogs.
We're on your side. We got to come up with a catchy tagline.
The team you could trust.
there's billboards going up I-4 like some of the Tampa stations. It's just you, our melons with our microphones.
And sitting there with like the coffee mug like Walter. What was his name?
John... Oh, it was John, the guy in the morning, John Giorsi.
No, it was...
Frank Coletta.
Not Frank, it was before him, the other guy with the...
No.
Was that Frank Coletta with the helmet of white hair?
Frank Coletta, he was like on Channel 10, he was in the morning. He used to have like his WJR mug. It was him, Art Lake. Art Lake was the weather guy.
Yeah, Frank Coletta had the mug, but there was... Remember the older guy? He had like the white hair.
You're not talking about Doug White.
Doug White, yeah.
Doug White was like on News Channel 10 at like 5 and 6.
Yeah, but didn't
did
he always...
have a mug when he was
doing
the news?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think he did.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Anyway, this is getting...
Coming up on News Channel 10 is at 6. With Doug White, Patrice Wood, Frank Carpano. All right, I got a little sidetrack there.
Yeah.
A little reminiscent from my old... Stomping ground, the news. And you always know you only watch one news.
Yes.
Either watch, you know, if you watch Channel 10, you didn't watch 6 or Channel 12.
No, that's true. You picked one and you stick with it.
And you stuck with it.
The Giorgi
and you typically
factor.
Watch their nightly news, too.
Right.
All right, so what did we decide on? Three different stories, correct?
Yeah, we got three stories that we want to focus on. I mean, it's not... I'm sure, like you said, there's some people that... may not have heard this, but a lot of people out there, if you stay up on the Disney news, they're pretty big stories. Actually, two of them were pretty big. This third one that you sent me, I did not know about, so we'll save that one for last. How about that?
Okay, that works.
The two that really made the rounds that a lot of people probably heard about are the Cabanas in Tomorrowland, which we'll talk about, and then the... theme park exclusive buses that you pay extra for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those, a lot of people commented on those because of the prices and things like that. But I think the first one you want to do about the buses?
Yeah, let's do that one first.
All right, so there's this express transportation that's now being offered. It allows Disney World guests who have a park hopper to pass through. They can get from park to park without having to go through the front gates. So basically, you pay this extra cost, which it looks like it is $15 per person for one day, or up to 7 days consecutively for $24 per person. So a family of four, if you do it for the whole vacation, is going to be less than $100. That's not too terrible, and you can get express transportation to all four theme parks. Including Disney Springs. Oh, you could buy them at the theme parks and guest relations at Disney Springs at your resort or at the Swan and Dolphin. It says the express transportation buses depart every 30 minutes and are available each day from 10 a.m. until park closing. The buses travel directly between each of the theme parks with no other stops and let guests off inside the main gate, so you don't have to go back through security check or anything like that. Excuse me. Check in at the Magic Kingdom is in Tomorrowland near the exit of Buzz Lightyear. In Epcot, it's on the east side of Spaceship Earth. In Hollywood Studio, it's at the courtyard in front of Rock and Roller Coaster. And in Animal Kingdom, it's near the entrance to Kilimanjaro Safari. So you don't have to leave the park to get on this bus, and then you get dropped off right basically in the middle of the park, so you avoid the bag check and all that stuff afterwards. I don't know how much... I don't think the price is bad that they went with, but I don't know if it's worth it, because if you're there for 4 or 5 days and you have a park hopper, how many times are you hopping between the parks? And how much time does it save you from going the normal route?
Are you posing that as a question to your...
To you. I'm talking to you because you're... Okay, Mr. Clinton. You know, this is a podcast, so we usually talk.
Mm-hmm. I like it, actually. And the reason I like it is it's a pain in the butt to have to constantly go through security right now.
That's true.
I think so. I think you wait, especially me, because I have the boys with me, so we have all of our equipment. So I can't just do like the typical guy and walk through without having a bag checked. So I have all of my cameras and my backpacks and all of my media bags that they have to go through. So it takes a while, and I guess I have a suspicious looking face because I'm always randomly picked to go through the metal detectors.
Oh, that's another thing I have to get on here. I'm sorry to interrupt, because you got me thinking about that. You said always randomly picked, and I feel like when I was up there with my parents a couple months ago, I kept getting picked when I was by myself, because I would go ahead of them a few times, and I kept getting picked, and then my father would say, well, it's just random. I said, it's not random. They're going to pick the people who they either think are going to, not that they would cause a problem, but would make it look better or whatever, and he's like, no, it's random. It can't be random, because it's not like they're just counting every six people.
Correct.
So, even if it's not being targeted, it's not random. They're just looking, and they're like, oh, a big, tall goofball like you and I stand out, so they just happen to pick us.
You know what? We've kind of come to the conclusion, because I'd say I get picked probably 8 times out of 10. And I think the thing is, a lot of times, it's like, I'm the only one that has a backpack.
Yeah.
Because Kristen will, she brings her, little Mickey purse, and a lot of times we'll just throw that in the backpack. And I think that they look for people who are singles, to be quite honest, because most of the times when I was meeting your sister up there, either she'd get up there before me or I'd get up there before her, but her and I were never together when we'd enter the parks, and I would always get picked. When I went up in May to do my little golf trip, every time I went to the park, I was getting picked. So I don't know if it's because you're single and they kind of rule out the families of four.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you, because they're not sitting there counting. And you can see, because they're staring at you as you're putting your bag on the tray, and you're like, okay, I'm next.
Yeah, it's definitely true. And I think, I think it's because we're both a little taller, so we kind of stand out above the crowd as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But either way, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. So you're saying that the advantage of being able to skip through the security would make it worth it for you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I wouldn't say we park hop much, but there's a lot of times where we do go to two parks. And, Epcot, typically it's quicker just to walk, from the park to the parking lot to your car.
Right.
But it still takes a while. I mean, whether you walk or you take the tram, it pretty much evens out as far as time. So you got to walk to your car, and then you have to, drive over to the Magic Kingdom or wherever else. You're looking at a good... When you decide I'm leaving Epcot and I'm going to Magic Kingdom, I mean, their mode of transportation between having to get over to the transportation ticket center and then have to take the monorail, you're looking at a good half hour.
At least. But you could take the monorail from Epcot to Magic Kingdom directly. You don't have to get in your car.
Yeah, that is true. So that was a bad
section.
But for somebody like me, we're probably now going to leave from the Magic Kingdom.
Right. That was going to be my next point.
Because I don't want to do the return back to Epcot and then have to get back, get my car from Epcot. So I'm going to drive to the Magic Kingdom if that's going to be the last place I go to.
Right. That was going to be my next point. that this seems like it would be more advantage for someone who's staying on property as opposed to someone driving home. Because if you go in the morning, if you drive your car, you go in the morning, you got to end up back at that park to get to your car.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the bus will help you get there, but if you go, if you hop from, say, Hollywood Studios to Magic Kingdom, and you park at Hollywood Studios, and they close at 7, and Magic Kingdom closes at 11, are they going to bring you back to Hollywood Studios at 11:15? Or do you
have to... Yeah, that's
true. You know what I mean? So that's kind of... I don't know. We'd have to see more. But if you're staying on site, you would just hop on your resort hotel from whatever park you end up at, so I could definitely see it being an advantage for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't even know if you can get it as an AP. But I mean, I guess you could if you wanted to do 7 consecutive days for $24, or just plop down 15 each time you go.
Yeah. You're probably right. I mean, it's not something that I would get. But I just see the convenience. I think if I was staying there, taking the Magical Express, I see it as a big time convenience.
I agree with that, and I don't think the price is outrageous at all. I'm just saying.
No, I don't think the price is. I think the price is very fair. If not, I think it could be a little bit low.
Now,
I would definitely pay $24 for the length of my stay.
Well, that's my next question: is how many times would you have to use it to figure you get your money's worth? Like, if you and Susie were staying on property for 7 days, you both have your AP, so you could park hop as much as you want. To spend an extra $48 to get between parks, what do you say, like 3 or 4 times using it would make it worth it, or once every day?
I don't know. It's hard, because a lot of times when I vacation or I do that stuff, I don't really try to justify the dollar amount.
That's
true. I look at it more as a convenience. But I think it's going to be more for those seasoned veterans. You know, I don't think your first time going to Disney, you have no clue what the Magical Express is, what bus service is, what this is, what that is. So there's no way that you're going to, you know, pick this as an add-on to your vacation, because you have absolutely no idea how long it takes to get through lines and this and that. But I think for the people who have been on multiple Disney vacations, and they either decide, yeah, it's easy to get from park to park, or it's a pain in the butt to get to park to park. I don't know. I think the other thing is I like that it drops you off, like, in the middle of the place.
That's nice. That's a nice advantage where, like you said, the extra, how long does it take? If you got dropped off even at the bus at Magic Kingdom, like, say you take the park bus from Animal Kingdom to Magic Kingdom, if that's a 20-minute ride, and then by the time you get dropped off the bus and you got to walk a little ways, you got to go through bag check, you got to go through the ticket line again, then you're on Main Street, which not a bad place to be, but if you have a fast pass for something in the back of the park, if you take that express bus, you're dropped off right in Tomorrowland, you know, you're right near Space Mountain or whatever, you're in the middle of it at that point, like you said.
Right.
It's a nice advantage. The only thing I don't like, but I guess like you said also, is... You're just ignoring me, whistling along.
No, I'm saying no. I got this song in my head, Jürgen. I can't get it out. No, I'm listening.
The only thing that gives me a little bit of pause, and it's not even that big of a deal, is that it kind of changes the way you're supposed to see the park. Like, each park is carefully thought out of where you walk in and how you're supposed to experience it. But the vast majority of people that are going to be doing this are experienced park goers, so it's not like if it's your first time at Disney World, you're going to get this express park-to-park transportation.
Yeah, you don't want to get dropped off by the dumpster over at
Rock and Roller
Restaurant
Coaster,
in the back. Yeah, exactly. I see what you're saying. I think it's a great, great solution for our ADD society.
Yeah.
You know, they'll probably have like little built-in tablets that people can mess around with.
Yeah, that's true.
Little plug-in stations for your iPhones. Perfect. So let me ask you, Jürgen,
yes,
is this something that you would break out the credit card for?
Probably not. The only reason is I usually don't get Park Hopper.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
But I guess if I had the Park Hopper, if it was just me, for $24, sure, I'd probably do it, because I'll be more likely to go in between if I'm going by myself.
Yeah.
But if I go with, my wife and your Gina and baby number 2 in 4 or 5 years down the line, you know, at that point, we're probably not going to do a whole lot of park hopping with the little ones. And
I like that name.
Yergina?
No, well, I love Yergina, but I think we got to go with baby number two now.
Instead of just not even anything else, just baby number two?
I like that. Yeah, that's got a little catchy phrase. I like that.
All right. So
baby number two. Go ahead, Bill.
I'm just saying the $100 probably wouldn't be worth it because I don't think we'd use it. Maybe once or twice.
That's fair. Mm-hmm.
But I do think the price is fair, so I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, the price is definitely fair. You want me to whistle that song?
Yeah,
again?
Please do.
A little silent. Okay.
All right.
That's a segue over to number two.
Okay, you want to introduce this article here?
I don't know which one we're doing, Bill.
The Cabanas.
We don't really have a...
The Cabanas, Bill.
We don't really have a format.
Do the one about the Cabanas.
So they're adding in-park Cabanas for guests to rent.
Yes.
And it's my understanding that it says that it's going to be at the Magic Kingdom Park on November 27th, situated near Space Mountain in Tomorrowland.
Yeah, that's when they start, on November 27th.
Okay.
So they're already there now.
Yep, so they're there now. It can accommodate up to 8 guests.
Mm-hmm.
The cost is $649.
For one day.
For one day. And I'm looking at it. The amenities of the cabanas include private and shaded seating, cold beverages, snacks, and lockable storage trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Electronic device charging stations. Very important, like I said. Sunscreen, hand sanitizer, insect repellent, a small refrigerator. I wonder if we could put sauce in there.
Not at the Magic Kingdom.
I go walking in with my 18-pack of Bud Light. Yes, I reserved a private cabana for... And get a fruit basket, a one-time delivery of ice cream, novelties, and desserts, personalized Mickey ears, and reserved viewing space for parades and fireworks.
All right. So,
all right, you definitely want to munch on this, don't you?
Oh, I've heard about this, and I've thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is, who wants to sit down in a little white tent in the Magic Kingdom and like veg out?
They look like the things that you'd see at like Hazeltine for the PGA Championship.
They do, but
you kind of want to put like a little sponsor banner over that thing.
Yes. And I totally understand the appeal of sitting down and relaxing and people watching mm-hmm. at the theme parks. But if you're in this little cabana that's like tucked away behind Space Mountain, you're not doing much people watching. And you're paying $649 for the privilege to, what, to have a little mini refrigerator and have some ice creams brought to you? I don't know. I just don't see the appeal in it. I don't even care. They could charge whatever they want. I have no problem with that if people are willing to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't pay $49 for this. Mm-hmm. There's no appeal to me. Like, if you got this for free, if you walked in and they said, oh, congratulations, we want to give you this cabana for the day free of charge, how often would you use it? Like, you'd probably spend, like, you'd go there just to check it out, get your little snacks and your ice creams and stuff like that. But are you going to sit down and, like, take a nap on this couch in the middle of Tomorrowland?
Yeah, I was just saying that. I probably would because I'm there all the time.
But even that, it's not like you're in the middle of the theming. You're in a little tent. You might as well go over to the pool at the Polynesian and sit down.
And that's what I typically do.
Right, but wouldn't you rather
go
do that?
The pool.
But that's
yes,
at least a better view. You're in a little white pop-up tent at this point. I don't know. It has no appeal to me.
Yeah, Bill, I don't know, because I'm doing like how you like to do Justify. I'm like looking, okay, there's 8 of us, so it's me, you, you know, we could say the wives, or we could just say, like, 8 guys. You know, we go there for a weekend or something, so you split it up, you're looking at, what, $80?
Yeah.
$80 or so, okay, so now, what are Mickey ears, customized Mickey ears cost, 20?
They're like 30, 35, so I mean, that does add up pretty quick for 8 people, don't get me wrong.
Right, so I'm looking at the price, and I'm saying I think it's fair. I mean, they can charge whatever. You get a fruit basket, whatever. But I'm saying the same thing as you. I wouldn't use it.
Right. I think the price isn't... It sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a lot, but you're not... Like I said, like, I didn't want to use... Like, if you're going to use a family, that's really expensive. That's why I tried to say, let's look at it as 8 individuals. You know, you and I and 6 other guys go off to the park, and we say, you know what, let's throw $80 a piece in.
Yeah.
And see what this thing's all about.
Right. I can understand that. But if you, like you were saying, let's look at the amenities again. So you get the seating, whatever. That doesn't mean anything. Cold beverages. So what do you think that is? Some bottles of water and maybe some sodas?
Yeah, and probably like those little 8 ounces that you get like in a doctor's office.
So that's, you know, like $30, $40 worth there. Some snacks, mm-hmm, which, who knows, those are probably another $30 or $40 worth, if you think, for 8 people. A lockable storage trunk, that doesn't hold any real value. Charging stations, they have those everywhere for free. Sunscreen, hand sanitizer, insect repellent, that's negligible. A small refrigerator, that only does you good if you're bringing in your own food, which if you're spending $700 on this thing, you're probably not bringing in bologna sandwiches on Wonder Bread, you know?
Bologna on Wonder Bread, that's a good one right there, too.
Thanks.
Nice work.
A one-time delivery.
With some mayonnaise, and yeah. The Wonder Bread's got to be just mushy.
Yeah, exactly.
But you got to throw the mayonnaise on top of that with the real garbage American cheese.
And one piece of iceberg lettuce. A one-time delivery of ice cream, novelties, and desserts. So you get 8 Mickey bars, which are what, $6 a piece?
Mm-hmm.
So you get that. The ear hats, again, those are like $35-$40 a piece. So that's a big chunk of it. And reserve viewing for parades and fireworks. That's a nice perk. People would pay.
Which is, yeah.
Pay for that.
I'd probably, so if you're looking at, you're getting $60 worth of merchandise between the food and beverages.
Right.
I'm sorry, between the food and the Mickey ears. I'd pay another $20 just to get the reserve seating for wishes and the parades.
Sure, I could totally understand the value in that. And I have no problem in them charging this price because it actually seems like it's pretty on par where it should be.
It's very on par. I didn't really dissect this when we decided we were going to talk about it, but now that we're talking about it, I don't think it's outrageous. At first, I was like, there's no freaking way I'd pay that much money.
I do have a little bit of a problem with these like little shanty towns being set up in the theme parks, though. That looks kind of weird if you're walking through the middle of like Adventureland and all of a sudden there's, mm-hmm, these tents.
Right.
I don't necessarily like that aspect of it. And I it's just not for me. I just can't imagine a scenario where I would want to just hang out in an enclosed tent. If you gave me like a little luxurious spot in the middle of the Carousel of Progress or something, yeah, that might be worth $650 to me. I don't know, it just seems like it's so separated from everything. Like, it would take me totally out of being in the park, you know?
Right.
Maybe that's worth it to some people. I don't think it's going to be very successful. I think the price tag scares a lot of people away. I think Disney got a lot of backlash. I know a lot of people are kind of making fun of it.
Uh-huh.
The whole concept of it, which I can understand. And, like, I saw someone put, like, a blog post up to, like, other things you can do for $650 at Walt Disney World. It's like, take a family of 4 to Victoria and Albert's, you know, mm-hmm, stay a night at a club level at the Contemporary or whatever. Like, all these things. It's like, yeah, I would much rather do any of those things than,
oh, absolutely, no
than
doubt
get this
about
cabana.
It.
So,
right.
The price is high. It's not a ripoff necessarily. I just think it's, mm-hmm, not a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's my main take.
I've also never really understood cabanas. Like, I never understood them at beaches. I never got that whole thing.
I mean, I could get it at a beach because you're sitting there in the sun and it gets you out of the sun, but you still have like a nice view of the water and you can kind of get out of the direct heat. But yeah, I don't know. It's still not necessarily anything I would pay extra for.
So this is something you definitely wouldn't do.
No, like I said, if they gave it to me for free, I don't think I'd spend much time in it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you on that.
I mean, I'd go get my ice creams and my Mickey ear, and I'd take advantage of the preferred viewing and stuff like,
yep,
that, but,
yep,
I wouldn't be hanging out in the tent. I just wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what name would you put on the...
I was going to say, maybe if they had a big screen and there was like a college bowl game on or something, that'd be
That would be cool, hanging out there and watching like a college football game, a college basketball game.
What name would I put on there?
Yeah, what name would you put on the back? Would you put Jürgen?
On my Mickey ears? I'm thinking maybe Eugene.
That's such a silly name, isn't it?
It is. All right, so this last little news article, or did you get all your thoughts out on that one?
Oh, yeah. Transition.
All right, so this last article that you sent me, when you sent this to me, this was the first I heard of it. So it actually got my ears a little perked up.
It excited you, didn't it?
It's like, you know, like when you tell Fenway you're going for a walk and his ears kind of like perk up.
Yes.
That's kind of what happened
to me. That's what happened. I told Susie, she was like half asleep on the couch last night, and I started telling her that. Next thing I know, she's sitting up.
So I'm going to read this. This is from the Disney Parks blog, this article. I'm just going to read it verbatim here. It says, maybe you've talked about it or even tried your own dine around the Walt Disney World Resort monorail with stops for cocktails, appetizers, dinner, and dessert along the way. Now you can sit back and let us take care of the travel plans, making it easier than ever to experience this culinary journey around some of our favorite Disney resorts. The new Highway in the Sky dine around gives guests priority boarding on the monorail for an unparalleled dining journey around the circuit between the Grand Floridian, the Polynesian, and the Contemporary. You'll start the journey by checking in at the Wave at the Contemporary for a welcome cocktail, then board the monorail to be whisked off to Disney's Polynesian Resort to celebrate the spirit of the South Pacific with island-inspired sips and appetizers. Hop back on the monorail, head to the Grand Floridian, stepping into the elegant hotel to enjoy a sumptuous entree with wine pairing at award-winning Citricose. After dinner, sip sparkling wine and sample artisanal cheese in the lavish lobby. Then head back to the monorail for a final stop at the Contemporary for dessert, cordials, and coffee on a private patio with the Magic Kingdom Park fireworks over Cinderella Castle as your backdrop. Highway in the Sky is offered Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday beginning December 2nd. Cost is $150, gratuity included, taxes additional. So that's a... that's a very, very interesting proposition there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the price, I didn't know the price until I just got to the end of that article.
Mm-hmm.
About half of what I thought it would be. I was going to say $289 to $300 for that.
Really?
I mean, think about it. A meal at Citricose is going to run you $60-$70 on its own.
Then easily.
You're getting all these cocktails,
mm-hmm.
desserts, you're getting a beautiful viewing spot for the fireworks. And plus all the planning and everything has to go into it. $150 seems like a steal.
Did I read correctly? Did they say that the fireworks viewing was from a private area at the Grand Canyon Concourse? I don't know. I think I heard that.
It just says the final stop at the Contemporary for dessert, cordials, and coffee on a private patio with the Magic Kingdom Park fireworks over Cinderella Castle as your backdrop.
Okay.
So it's probably the same spot you go for...
Because
there's actually... There's a little picture at the bottom of this article.
Yeah, and if you look at it, it looks like it's at the same level as the monorail.
I was going to say it's lower down than the top would be. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's something for... You know, for two people, $300, that includes gratuities, so you're only adding tax on top of that. Not a bad deal.
Mm-mm.
I wonder if the Citricose is like a limited menu and you just get to pick from a couple things or if you can get anything you want. That would make a difference.
Yeah, there's a lot of untolds in this article.
But the idea of it is very neat and I would enjoy that regardless. Because you get a little cocktail at the Wave. All right, that's not much. That's like $8 or $9, maybe $12.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about this. So you get $12 there and then you're going to the Poly... Island-inspired sips and appetizers. So let's say there's three or four appetizers set up and a drink or two. So you're looking at $30 or $40, maybe. It depends on what the sips are. If they're like little mini cocktails, then it's not worth much. If you get like a full cocktail or two, you're looking just $20 for two cocktails, and then
a
couple appetizers, another $12-$13. Then you're going to the Grand Floridian for dinner, like I said, easy $60-$70 a head at Citricose.
Easy. Mm-hmm.
And then after dinner, you're getting sparkling wine and an artisanal cheese plate, so that's another $25. And then you're going to the Contemporary for dessert, cordials, and coffee, so that's another $15 to $20 right there. I think the value adds up easily on this.
Easily. Because I heard a lot of people, they said, well, maybe you can just do it on your own.
I'm sure you could, but it's not like you're going to be guaranteed to get into Citricos whenever the monorail stops.
Exactly, and there's no guarantee to get into any of these places, right, you know, back to back to back to back.
Right. That's the biggest issue. If you have this all taken care of for you on that end, that means mm-hmm. you're getting, like, preferred. You get off, you get whisked into a special reserve seating area, you enjoy it however long it is, 45 minutes, an hour. You don't have to worry about, oh, our reservation, and, like, rush out and try to pay the bill. Everything's paid for ahead of time. You don't have to track down your server and give them the credit card and all that kind of stuff, too. So that makes a big difference as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a nice idea, especially as a local or on a honeymoon or something.
Yeah, I was thinking this would be fantastic for a honeymoon, an anniversary, a special birthday. I mean, that's just got everything just all wrapped with a ribbon.
I guess the only thing I would say is it would be nice to go to Narco Susie's instead of Citricos.
Oh, that's my favorite. When we walked by that last weekend, Susie said, I think this is my favorite restaurant. And I'm like, I can't argue that.
In the world or in Walt Disney World?
No, her favorite that she's ever been to, and she's been to some nice restaurants in New York and Boston.
It's a nice place.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a great little value. Like you said, a date night for three. I mean, how much did you guys spend when you did your dinner at Narcoozie's when you and Susie went for her birthday?
Oh, well, I didn't go crazy because I didn't want to get the $79
No, and you also didn't have cocktails or anything like that.
Yeah, I think she may have had one. I got like a fish, but you know, it's easily with tip probably $150, $160.
All right, so you're basically halfway there. I mean, that's Narcoozie mm-hmm. instead of Citricos. Mm-hmm. Oh, but you guys went to Citricos. Were you at like $120 for that meal?
Yeah, I'd say around $120, $130.
That's yep. also with you guys using tables in Wonderland, too.
Right, correct, yep.
So, yeah, I guess if you're planning to go out to a signature restaurant anyway, then this is a good value, a good add-on for that.
Right.
Like, if you and Susie are sitting around and saying, oh, let's have a special dinner, and you're saying, oh, we could go to California Grill, we could go to Narcoozie, and then you see this thing pop up, you mm-hmm. say, or we could do this for, you know, $150 each and do all this other stuff. That's a nice little added adventure.
Yeah.
That goes with it. I wouldn't do it every time I went down, every trip.
No, it might be, you know, one of those one and dones.
Yeah, that 5-year.
That still is a lot of money.
Yeah, that 5-year, that 10-year anniversary mark, mm-hmm. something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of money, but I don't think it's a ripoff.
I don't think it's a rip. No, $150.
This is the kind of thing that you would do on your own, because $150, you know, that's not too bad when you start adding
people
in. That's
what I was thinking. You know, like when it's the wives, you know, you times two. But I'm like, oh, you know, if Jürgen ever came down and did like a weekend trip, I'd definitely pay $150 and do this, and he'd pay his own $150.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're looking at couples, now you're looking at 600 balloons right there.
You know, after a day of playing golf, go over and do this little, we'd be like a nice, cute little couple.
What a great day that would be, wouldn't it?
That would be nice.
Playing golf and then doing this beauty.
It doesn't say when it starts or how long the whole excursion is.
See, now my one question is this kind of like a Napa Valley wine tour? Like, what happens if you're not done with your cocktail? Do they give you 20 minutes at the wave and say, you know, bus is ready to go, or?
Well, that's what I don't know. They're not really telling you.
You know, like, does everybody who sign up for this, do they all, you know, kind of meet, like, get their tour guide and say, okay, everybody, let's go to the wave? And because I would assume that it's got to be an orderly type of deal, don't you think?
Yes.
And I don't get off the monorail and say, yeah, I'm here at the Polynesian for my cocktail and my
appetizers. Right, it's not like you have a little ticket.
Right.
Yeah, they have they probably sell whatever, 20 or 25 mm-hmm. per night, and then they have like a little area set up in all these places, and they probably have like buffet style for some things. And
yeah, as you can see, if you scroll up, it has like a little card, like when you're sitting at a wedding.
Private party, yeah, exactly.
Highway in the Sky Dine. Done around.
I don't know. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, this is something that I would do too.
Definitely.
Now, did you want to read maybe one of the comments down below? Did you look at any of those?
No, because I just closed it out.
Okay.
But why don't we go take a break? We can read it after the break.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Back from break. This is episode 146 of the 4-4 podcast. We did a little potpourri, a little news, finishing on our favorite thing, our food.
Yes, exactly. I'm glad we saved that one for last.
Oh, absolutely. The other stuff we just, whatever. There's just such passion when we talk about food, isn't
there? Yeah, exactly. It's true. Imagine if they showed a menu of what they were having at this stuff instead of just some appetizers or whatever.
Well, some of those pictures were beautiful.
Those must be the entrees at Citrico's.
Yeah,
looks like
a nice
seared
piece of
scallop
beef
with some short ribs and like a pork tenderloin or something.
Even like those mushrooms over there. See the mashed. See the one on the right with the potatoes.
Yeah.
See those? Those are like shiitake mushrooms, aren't they?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, those are like the fancier mushrooms, not the stuff that I get at Publix.
No, not like the button white mushrooms that you kind of grill up and put on your steak.
Yeah, put a little bit of red wine, cook it up a little bit, and pour it over your steak. Exactly.
No, it's not that one.
Those are like the shiitake mushrooms.
All right, so you wanted me to read a couple comments on here?
Yeah, there were quite a few comments, but I think we picked a couple that we wanted to read before we sign off.
Yeah, so this first comment is from December 11th, and it says that my husband and I participated in this event last Friday. It was awesome. One of the best things we've done at Disney so far. The food and drinks were awesome. The cast members, they went out of their way to make sure everything, you had an enjoyable time. They were outstanding. The VIP experience was very cool. And they met a lot of new Disney friends. Way to go, Disney. Please keep these type of adult-friendly events coming. 5 stars in our book. Thanks for the magical memories. So sounds like it was a success according to that person.
Now, the thing, too, this reminds me because I was going to mention something, but I was wondering if this is one of those like where you're on a cruise, which we've never been on, and like you eat with the same people. You know, I wonder if this is one of those where you make friends and, you know, you talk to other couples and meet strangers.
It definitely seems like that.
Exchange email addresses and keep in touch, because that would definitely be cool too. Instead of just going out to dinner with your significant other to, you know, make some friends and kind of enjoy this experience with others.
Well, I think what they do, they probably have one or two people that coordinate everything, and like you said, there's probably a time So you get to the Wave, and they're like, okay, we have 45 minutes for cocktails here, and then you get, like, a little separate room, and everyone's standing around talking and mingling. And then you all get on the same monorail cart and head over to the Poly, and then you do your thing there for however long it is, and then for the dinner. And I don't know, like you said, is it you ordering off menu, or do they have a buffet-style thing going? I'd like to learn a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
But either way, I wouldn't be upset. And yeah, it'd be kind of cool if you're with all the same people, and they kind of put you at big tables, and you just right. talk a little bit.
Right.
Although it would really be lousy for the people who ended up at a table with us when the two of us are doing this event.
Yeah, we'd have our microphones out.
All the recording equipment. Yeah. Get a couple frou-frou drinks at us and we start getting a little slurred.
Oh, yeah.
The only other comment that you saw that you said kind of piqued your interest was that this person from December 1st said they tried 2, 4, and 6 people on every date available with no luck. They called the reservations line and they didn't even know about it. And they said that they were showing nothing as well. And they said, try back another time. I guess it sold out pretty quick, or there was a glitch in the system at that point. But if it sold out that quickly, then it looks like this kind of value, the value's there, and they probably will keep doing it. Although, maybe they'll raise the price a little if it's this popular. Maybe they'll bump it up to like $225 and see how popular it is at that point. It might have been a little trial balloon. Mm-hmm. You know, they like send it out at a reasonable price and see what kind of reaction they get. They get some positive reaction. They might be able to bump it up to like $199 and then a little from there and there and see. I mean, they could get multiples of these things going around. They could have like a moderate version where you start at the Wave and go to the Poly and then go to the Grand Cafe, or you can have like the deluxe version where you go to California Grill and Narcoozy or something.
I mean, or you could do it at Epcot. I mean, we all know that that's their bread and butter is their food.
Well, the only problem with that is this is the whole thing with this is that the transportation is like the monorail and you get moved around. I guess you could do something like that. You're talking about like in the countries at Epcot or at the boardwalk?
No, at the countries.
Yeah, that would be cool. I was thinking more like the boardwalk and you just take the boats in between place to place. That'd be kind of cool. Like you start off at Fly a Fish or something and have a cocktail and appetizer and you get on the boat and you go have dinner at Yachtsman and have dessert at Beaches and Cream or something like that.
Yeah, that would work.
Be interesting. I'd like to see that. Anything like this that they add, I'm all for it because I get to live vicariously through people who talk about it on the internet.
Yeah, speaking of, you know, our accountants called us and said that we really have to start spending some money before the end of the year.
Oh, to get that, like, full taxes. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think this might be a great thing for Kristen and I. Why don't you send that credit card down again?
Okay.
And we can do a review.
Of what? Anything?
No, just send it down. We'll do this. We'll go to this this event.
Okay, that works for me.
Yeah, I mean, what'd they say? We had to spend like another $40,000 by the end of the year?
Yeah, something like that. That sounds right.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we pay these guys all this money and then they come up like a week before Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't plan better.
Right. You mean like around Thanksgiving, we could have made some use of it? Or when I was down there?
Right. They could have said, you know, instead of having that chicken fried chicken at Pop Century.
Yeah, go over and
you could take your entire building.
True.
In the 80s and take them all for breakfast. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I think we got to start turning some heads first of the year. We've got a lot of dead weight with this organization.
Trim the fat.
Yeah.
All right. We might have to do that. You're right. You want to bring us home, Mr. Klinsman?
Not really.
No? You just want to keep babbling?
No, you want to do the... What do you want to do? You want me to do the social media?
Yeah, let's wrap this thing up.
All right, you can find us on Facebook at Pour For More Podcast, also on Twitter at Pour For More Podcast. Our website is www.pourformorepodcast.com. My email address, mike@pourformorepodcast.com. If you have any show ideas, email the show at info@pourformorepodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Also, check out our YouTube channel, Pour For More Podcast. Mr. Klinsman, did I forget anything?
Gary@444podcast.com for my email.
Okay.
I guess that's about it. I think everything else you covered.
I hit everything. That's the first time since I started hosting.
I think so. Did you mention our website?
Yes, I did.
All right, then we're good.
I did. Awesome. All right, thanks again for listening to episode 146 of the 444 Podcast. For my co-host Gary, I'm Mike. We'll talk to you next week. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time, now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life. Now is the time, now is the best time, now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize, live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam, tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time, now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life.